Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The U.S.-Israeli war with Iran is in its 13th day and shows no signs of ending anytime soon. Iran has been attacking commercial ships around the Strait of Hormuz and in a rocky port, escalating a campaign of squeezing the oil-rich Gulf region as global energy concerns mount. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the rising oil prices.
Unyielding Iranian missile attacks on shipping traffic and energy infrastructure has again pushed oil above $100 a barrel as the US and Israel relentlessly struck Iran. Iran hit an oil container off the coast of Dubai on Thursday, causing a blaze near Bahrain's international airport. The Islamic Republic also targeted a major Saudi oil field with a drone attack and forced Iraq to halt operations at all of the country's oil terminals after an attack on its Basra port on the Persian Gulf. Analyst Jessica Caldwell says the rise in oil prices is not uncommon in these situations.
We saw the same thing in 2012 when Russia invaded Ukraine.
Iran's attacks came as American and Israeli strikes pounded Iran with no sign of an end to the war in sight. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran has damaged at least four cultural and historical sites across the country. Experts and advocates have raised alarm about the impact of the widening war on protective landmarks that are important to Iranian history. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he is awaiting White House approval for a major drone production agreement proposed by Ukraine last year. Zelensky says the deal would cover various types of drones and air defenses to protect against swarms of Iranian-designed drones. This is AP News. Senegal is the latest African country to toughen punishment for homosexual acts.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in a largely conservative Western African nation. It doubles the punishment from prison sentences of 1 to 5 years to between 5 and 10 years. In another change, the bill would now punish what it calls the promotion or financing of homosexuality, an attempt to crack down on organizations to support sexual and gender minorities. Government ministers argued ahead of the vote that the country's previous 1966 law was too lenient. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
States are setting new rules for cash purchases after the U.S. Mint stopped making pennies and the 1 cent coins became scarcer. Some states are considering legislation to allow or require businesses to round purchase totals to the nearest nickel. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected.
President Trump last month, after the Supreme Court struck down the tariffs he'd unilaterally imposed under an emergency powers law.
We have alternatives, great alternatives.
And his administration's now pursuing one, launching a trade investigation into manufacturing in foreign countries.
Could be more money. We'll take in more money, and we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars.
Trump and his team seeking to replace those lost revenues by using different laws. President Trump traveled to Ohio and Kentucky Wednesday, touting his efforts to pressure drug makers into lowering drug prices, but he also found himself addressing the spike in gasoline prices prompted by the Iran war.
Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down. That's just a matter of war.
He moved on to Kentucky, where he attacked Republican Congressman Thomas Massie.
We got to get rid of this loser.
Massie's been one of Trump's highest-profile GOP critics.
This guy is bad. He's disloyal to the Republican Party. He's disloyal to the people of Kentucky. And most importantly, he is disloyal to the United States of America. And he's got to be voted out of office as soon as possible.
Trump has endorsed Massie's primary challenger,
Ed Galron.
A new report says the military investigation has found it was the United States that struck the school.
I don't know about
President Trump responding to reporters Wednesday. The strike came in the opening hours of the war and killed more than 165 people, many of them children. Now, a U.S. official and a second person briefed on the findings of a preliminary U.S. military investigation tell AP outdated intelligence likely led to U.S. forces carrying out the missile strike.
I want to know who is picking targets in Iran who may be responsible.
Senator Richard Blumenthal earlier this week.
The administration has failed to answer questions about the attack on that school.
In a letter, 45 Democratic senators are pressing Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on whether the U.S. was in fact culpable. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Jeffrey Epstein's longtime accountant and the executor of his estate, Richard Kahn, was deposed by lawmakers on Capitol Hill. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says Kahn told them he had not personally seen the victims or any evidence of sexual abuse by Epstein.
Every witness has said that they never saw anything inappropriate.
But he did provide a better picture of how Epstein acquired his wealth.
There were five clients that paid money to Epstein, and that was Les Wexner, Glenn Dubin, Stephen Sanofsky, the Rothschilds, and Leon Black.
None of those people have been accused of wrongdoing. Committee Democrats argue that anyone with ties to the wealthy financier should be scrutinized. Democrat James Walkinshaw.
You know, Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring would not have been possible without Richard Kahn.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Iran is attacking Gulf infrastructure as the U.S. and Israel keep up strikes. President Trump says the military has been incredible during the war.
We've knocked out just about everything there is, including their leadership. We knocked out twice their leadership. And now they have a new group coming up. Let's see what happens to them.
In Cincinnati and Kentucky, the president is trying to steady voters' concerns about the economy.
Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down. That's just a matter of war that happens. You can almost predict it.
Iran has been attacking ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The president was asked if oil ships should pass through.
I think they should use the Strait. In my opinion, look, we took out just about all of their mine ships in one night.
Asked about what's ahead.
We have hit them harder than virtually any country in history has been hit. And we're not finished yet.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Secret Service says a man drove a van through a temporary security barrier outside the White House, sending it toppling to the ground. The crash happened just before 6:30 Wednesday morning at the corner of Lafayette Park, where the general public enters for tours. Officials say there were no injuries. The driver was immediately arrested and questioned by investigators. A police bomb squad was called to the scene, checked the van, and determined it was safe. Multiple streets around the White House were closed to traffic for hours. I'm Julie Walker.
Rihanna and her partner A$AP Rocky, their three children, and her mother were all at home when a woman now charged with attempted murder and many other felony counts is alleged to have fired at the property. 35-year-old Ivana Lissette Ortiz from Orlando, Florida, was charged with attempting to kill Rihanna. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman.
Ms. Ortiz is accused of firing at a neighboring residence that had two additional individuals. That is why there are 10 felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. And there are three felony counts of shooting at inhabited dwellings.
No one was injured. Inside court, Ortiz's attorney at first entered a plea of not guilty on her behalf, but then withdrew it in favor of postponing arraignment until March 25th.
Ms. Ortiz, if and when convicted of these charges, is facing up to life in state prison.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Officials say several tornadoes have ripped through Indiana and Illinois. The Newton County Coroner's Office has confirmed the death of an elderly couple in Lake Village, Indiana. In Illinois, Kankakee County Sheriff Mike Downey says a tornado struck near the fairgrounds.
Deputies confirmed a tornado had touched the ground around the Kankakee Fairgrounds and watched it as it traveled towards our location here today, actually this building.
Kankakee Mayor Christopher Curtis says the twister stayed away from residential areas as it ripped through town.
We're very fortunate that where the tornado did come through at the city of Kankakee was mostly our commercial and industrial area and not a heavy residential area. But it has suffered significant damage.
After leaving Kankakee, the tornado traveled to Aroma Park, where it did extensive damage. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks mostly fell on Wall Street, even as oil prices rose again. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Wednesday. It was the second day of relatively calm trading, following a stretch with some wild moves caused by the war with Iran. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 289 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite edged up 0.1%. Oil prices rose more than 4%. That came despite an announcement from the International Energy Agency that its members will release a record amount of crude from stockpiles set aside for emergencies. Oracle jumped more than 9%. The tech giant reported profits that came in ahead of forecasts. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.22%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Inflation stayed stubbornly elevated last month. Consumer prices rose 2.4% in February compared with a year earlier, matching January's increase. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices climbed 2.5% from a year ago, also matching January's level. Those figures are above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Volatile gas prices are expected to push inflation even higher. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The United States is through to the World Baseball Classic quarterfinals after Italy's 9-1 win over Mexico to win Pool B. In the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens landed their star pass rusher in Trey Hendrickson. Max Crosby is back in Las Vegas for now, and Daniel Jones is staying in Indianapolis. Wednesday's biggest move came when the Ravens agreed to a four-year, $112 million contract with Hendrickson, a four-time Pro Bowl defensive end. On Tuesday, Baltimore backed out of a deal with the Raiders for Crosby over a failed physical, per AP source. Crosby has expressed his commitment to the team. Quarterback Jones and the Colts agreed to a two-year deal worth up to $100 million. NBA Nikola Jokic recorded his 25th triple-double of the season to send the Nuggets past the Rockets 129-93. Caitlin Clark had 17 points in her Team USA senior national team debut in a U.S. 110-64 FIBA World Cup qualifier against Senegal. And college basketball, Arizona State is not renewing men's coach Bobby Hurley's contract after 11 seasons. Iran sports and youth minister says the country is in no position to take part in the World Cup after the United States killed its supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in its ongoing war. Iran was expected to take part in the World Cup that will be held across North America in June, but Iranian sports and youth minister Ahmad Danyamali told state television that his country's soccer team players are not safe in the U.S., according to a video of the interview posted Tuesday. Neka Agumake and the other members of the WNBA Players Union Executive Committee feel that movement is being made toward a new collective bargaining agreement. Agumake spoke after 9 hours of negotiations Wednesday night. That followed a 12-hour session that began Tuesday and finished at 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time Wednesday. In proposals over the last 24 hours, the league has increased its salary cap offer for the first year to $6 million, up from $5.75 million in previous negotiations, per an AP source. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A Spanish soccer fan had a ticket to see his favorite team in Britain, but he embarrassingly missed the match. Barcelona played Newcastle in the Champions League at St. James Park. But one Barcelona fan went to Exeter's St. James Park, 360 miles away. Third-tier Exeter City was playing Lincoln City the same night Barcelona was playing. The fan arrived at the turnstile shortly before kickoff, showed his ticket, and then realized his mistake. An Exeter team employee says the man had come from London, and his guess is he put St. James Park in his phone and then just followed the directions. He described the man as gutted and embarrassed. He saw Exeter City lose. His team, Barcelona, tied with Newcastle. I'm Ed Donahue.
Documents released by the British government show officials believed there was a reputational risk to appointing Peter Mandelson as the US ambassador because of his relationship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The concerns were raised in a document sent to Prime Minister Keir Starmer in December 2024 before he appointed Mandelson to the role, seen as vital to establish a good relationship with the administration of President Donald Trump. The documents also spelled out other reputational issues over Mandelson's work in a previous Labour government related to financial matters, including high-profile donors and his work at Global Council. Centuries of British political tradition will end within weeks after Parliament voted to remove hereditary aristocrats from the unelected House of Lords. On Tuesday night, members of the upper chamber had dropped objections to legislation passed by the House of Commons, ousting dozens of dukes, earls and viscounts who'd inherited seats in Parliament along with the titles. The House of Lords plays an important role in Britain's parliamentary democracy, scrutinising legislation passed by the elected House of Commons, but critics have long argued that it can be unwieldy and undemocratic. The case of Peter Mandelson, who resigned from the Lords in February after revelations about his friendship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has drawn renewed attention to the upper chamber and the problems of Lords behaving badly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa has deployed troops to Johannesburg to tackle organized crime. That comes after the president announced plans last month to use the army to help police fight gang violence and illegal mining. South Africa has high rates of violent crime. Police reported an average of nearly 70 homicides a day from October to December of 2025 for a country of around 62 million people. Soldiers were seen in the suburbs of Johannesburg in the first major deployment since the president said in his annual speech to the nation that organized crime was the greatest threat to South Africa's democracy and its economic development. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.